Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday in Mishnah Yomi Land, we entered the wonderful world of Chapter 2 of Bava Metzia, Elu Metziot, about finding and returning lost objects. Now we are in the second Mishnah of the second chapter, Ve'elu Hayev Lehachriz. These items you must announce to be able to return them to the rightful owner. We're going to see later some places, particularly Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, had an Evan Atoin, had like a lost and found location for the people who found, the people who lost items to come and meet. So now the Mishnah lists, what are these things you have to announce? Matzah Peirot Bakli. If you found fruits in a container, Okli Kamochu, even an empty container, and this container has some sort of mark, it's recognizable, Maut Bakis, money in a wallet, Okis Kamochu, or someone's wallet. Nowadays it's much easier because there's usually cards with the names and the addresses. Tzibori Peirot, piles of fruit, if they've been piled up, they didn't just fall there. Tzibori Maut, piles of coins, like a stack of coins obviously was placed there, didn't just fall out of someone's pocket. Shlosha matbeot zo al gav zo, for instance, three coins, one on another. And now if somebody says, I lost coins, you would say, well, how many coins was it and where were they? And you could return them based on that. Krichot b'shut yachid, bundles of grain in a private area. Now, we said yesterday in a public area, you wouldn't have to announce because people give up on them. If they're in a public area, they sort of get kicked around, they lose their location. But if they're in a private area, people typically leave them alone, and the rightful owner could remember where they were and identify it on that basis. Kikarot shel balabait, loaves made by a homeowner. The challah you make in your own oven does not usually have a standard appearance like the loaves at the bakery we discussed yesterday. It's quite the opposite. Gizei tzemer halakuchot mibeit ha'uman, or fleece that's been processed. It's like wool that's been processed by the craftsman. So what they would do there is they would tie each person's wool into a special knot to distinguish which customer has which wool. Kadei yayin v'kadei shemen, jugs of wine and jugs of oil. Typically, they would seal the jugs shut or put a plug in the jug, and it had some sort of simon. Some people would, you know, use their signet ring to put a seal on their cork of their wine. So typically, it had some sort of simon or someone to identify whose wine it was. Hare elu chayev. All of these things you must announce and try to return them to the rightful owner. On to Mishnah Gimel. Matzah achar hagapa, he found behind a fence, or achar gader, behind a wall, gozelot mikusharim, little pigeons that have been tied, meaning somebody put a rubber band around their wings, they tied their wings so they can't really fly away. Obishvilin shebesadot, or they're walking through the paths in the fields, and these are sort of semi-private areas, but they're not really areas that are fenced off and protected. Hareze lo yigabahen. So the finder shouldn't actually touch these birds, because on one hand, they are lost birds, but there's no simon, there's no real way to return them to the owner, and it's fairly likely, since these are semi-private, somewhat protected locations, that the real owner of these birds just stashed them here temporarily for safekeeping, and, you know, he went off and he'll be right back and get his birds back. So sometimes it's better actually not to move objects that are quote-unquote lost if they're, you know, if they're not in the public street and not in the public domain, they're in a semi-private area, because the real owner might be coming back for them soon. How about matzah chli ba'ashpa? You find a chli in the ashpa. Now, ashpa means the dump, the garbage dump. But the Gemara, they explain, we're not talking about a garbage dump where they come and they dispose of it and they dump it out and they go and they bury everything. We're talking about, like, it's sort of a pile that people might have behind their house, and, you know, they throw out some stuff here. So you found a chli there, and they're not going to, you know, dump it out to somewhere else. So you found a chli there, im mechusev, it's been covered up. Lo yigabo. So don't touch it, because probably someone hid it there, stashed it there temporarily. They're going to come back for it. In Megula, if it's on top of the pile, notel mevnachris. You should take it and announce that you found something, so somebody who lost such an object could claim it. After all, if it's on top, somebody might see it and just snatch it and be gone forever. Matzah begol, what if you found it in a pile of stones, rubble, bekotel yashon, or very old wall? Hare elu shalo, you can keep it. These finders keepers in this case. In the Gemara, they explain, we're talking about a very old wall, a very old structure, an old ruin. where it could have been there from the days of Yehoshua, it could have been from the Amorim, it could have been from non-Jewish people who lived in that area before the Jews settled there. And, you know, if it's old and rusty and tarnished, and obviously no one's been looking for this thing in decades, then that is truly finders keepers, as the Gemara explains. But the Mishnah notes, Matzah b'kotel hadash, you find it in a new wall. So then it depends. Mechetzio lechutz shelo. If it's from halfway and towards the outside, towards the public street, towards public property, then the finder could keep it. We assume that somebody was walking by and just happened to stick one of his things in between the stones of the wall and then forgot it there. And that's why it's there. And they gave up, so now you could keep it. Mechetzio lifneim shel balabait. If it's in the inner half of the wall, from halfway towards the private property on the inside of the wall, it belongs to the owner of that private property. Assumption is either the owner stuck it in the wall and that's why it's there, or maybe his ancestor who owned the house before him used to hide things in the wall and it should belong to him by right of inheritance. Im haya maskir l'acherim, if the owner would rent this property to other people, filu b'tocha bayit harei elu shelo, if you find something even in the house, he could keep it. Now we're not talking about he wandered into someone's house and just took something from an empty house that was up for rent. We're talking about the renter left, it was a non-Jewish renter, and they had left some things behind. And so we assume if they left it behind in the house, most people check before they leave a rental property. They look for their stuff. So if they left it there, they gave up on it, they left it there on purpose, or they, you know, they realize that, yeah, it's long gone by the time they go back for it, and it could be kept. Shabbat shalom and tizkut le mitzvot.